So this is incremental practice starting at 100. And just, yes, moving. Yes, that's right. Okay, ready. About 5,000 years ago, the civilization of ancient Egypt began in the Nile River Valley of northeastern Africa. Ancient Egypt was one of the world's first civilizations. It is also one of the most famous civilizations in history. The ancient Egyptians built huge pyramids, temples, and palaces and tombs. Their paintings and carvings are among the most splendid ever created. They also produced art with simple scenes of everyday life, work, and play that shows many details of their lives. Egypt's dry climate has helped to preserve many of the things that the ancient Egyptians made. Archaeologists first started to uncover the remains of ancient Egypt in the late 1700s, though those remains historians have been able to learn a great deal about the world of the ancient Egyptians. The remains from ancient Egypt, including clothing, leather, wood, and food, provide an excellent idea of how the ancient Egyptians lived. Much information has also come from tombs, including the paintings of scenes of everyday life on the walls of the tombs. Because the Egyptians thought that life continued after death, everything they might need in the next world was placed in their tombs. One queen, Herneith, was buried with her dog in a nobleman's tomb at Saqqara. Researchers found a whole meal consisting of barley, porridge, quail, kidneys, pigeon stew, fish, bread, and small circular cakes. In the early tombs, there were models of anything the dead might require, such as houses, granaries, boats, cattle, and servants making bread and beer. Later, these scenes were painted on the tomb walls to serve the same purpose. The tombs of the wealthy contained jewellery and other precious objects. The Egyptians preserved the dead as mummies by removing the internal organs and preserving the body with salt or other chemicals, in addition to those of people. Thousands of mummies of sacred animals such as cats, ibises, and crocodiles have been found. Mummies of important people were placed in elaborate coffins called sarcophagi, often bearing a portrait of the deceased. The coffin of Tutankhamun was made of solid gold. A dead body that has been preserved with chemicals is called a mummy. The Inca of Peru made mummies. Ancient peoples in Australia and on some Pacific islands did also. However, the ancient Egyptians are the best known makers of mummies. The Egyptians made mummies for more than 3,000 years. The methods they used changed over the centuries. during the New Kingdom, 1500s to 1000s BCE, Egyptians mummified dead kings and nobles. Ibises are birds with long, slender bills that curve downward. They are wading birds, meaning that they typically walk through shallow water when feeding. They usually feed, fly, and breed in huge groups. The ancient Egyptians believed that one particular type of ibis was holy. After these birds died, the Egyptians carefully preserved them as mummies. Crocodiles are lizard-like, flesh-eating animals. They are the largest living members of the group of animals called reptiles. They are found in parts of Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. Most live in swamps, lakes, and rivers in hot and warm regions. Some types live in the ocean. Although they spend most of their time in water, they also travel on land. There are more than 10 species or types of crocodile. They vary greatly in size. The dwarf crocodile measures only 6 feet or 1.8 meters in length. On the other hand, the estuarine crocodile may grow to more than 20 feet, 6 meters. Like alligators, crocodiles have tough skin composed of many large plates and scales. The eyes, ears, and nostrils are on top of the head. They allow the crocodile to see, hear, and breathe, even when most of it is floating underwater. This helps it surprise and catch large prey. Although crocodiles look like alligators, it is easy to tell them apart. When an alligator closes its mouth, none of its bottom teeth show. Many large teeth stick out of both the top and bottom jaw of a crocodile's closed mouth. Crocodiles also tend to have narrower, pointier snouts than alligators. Crocodiles eat mainly fish, turtles, birds, and other small animals. They capture water animals within their jaws with a sideways motion. They seize land animals by the feet and drag them toward the water. In order to preserve the dead, Egyptians needed to know a great deal about the human body. Their study of the body produced skillful doctors. Some of the earliest medical and surgical records have been found in Egypt. One of the earliest is the Ebers Papyrus, written about 1550 BCE, which lists 700 cures for common sicknesses and problems. The creation of a written language was one of the Egyptians' finest achievements. The first Egyptian writing was in a picture form called hieroglyphics. The pictures, which stood for sounds of words, were cut or painted on the walls of tombs and temples and were delicately coloured in red, yellow, green, black, and blue. Hieroglyphics were in use by 3100 BCE. They remained in use even after a form of cursing writing developed in about 2900 BCE. It was written in ink with a pen made of reeds. The script was mainly written on papyrus, a form of paper made from papyrus plants. Another script began to appear in about 700 BCE. The new form, called demotic, was used for ordinary writing. The earlier form, called hieratic, was then used mostly for sacred writings. The key to understanding Egyptian writing was the Rosetta Stone, a stone tablet dating from about 200 BCE that was found in Egypt in 1799. The stone shows words in with translations in hieroglyphics and demotic script. By comparing the Egyptian text with Greek text, a scholar who knew Greek was able to uncover the meaning of the hieroglyphics and the demotic words. Hieroglyphics is a writing system that uses pictures and symbols instead of letters and words. It is most often associated with the ancient Egyptians. However, other groups, including the Maya, used similar writing systems. Each symbol in hieroglyphic writing is called a hieroglyph. The word hieroglyph means holy carving. The Egyptians used hieroglyphs on their temple walls and public monuments. They carved them in stone, but also painted them on wood and other smooth surfaces. Hieroglyphs were used in several ways. Some represented the objects that they depict. For example, the word sun would be represented by a large circle with a smaller circle at its centre. Other hieroglyphs represented ideas that were associated with the picture. The sign for sun might serve as the sign for day. Hieroglyphs could also stand for particular sounds or groups of sounds. Hieroglyphics developed thousands of years ago. By 2900 BCE, the Egyptians were using hieroglyphic writing. It remained in use for more than 3,000 years. During the 100s and 200s CE, many Egyptians became Christians. Egyptian Christians used the Greek alphabet. Slowly, people stopped using hieroglyphics. Eventually, no one could read the hieroglyphic writing anymore. In 1822, a French scholar rediscovered the meaning of hieroglyphics. He did it by studying the Rosetta Stone. Soldiers had found the stone in 1799. The message on it was written in both hieroglyphics and Greek. The scholar could read Greek, so he could figure out what the hieroglyphs on the stone meant. Ancient Egyptians believed that the god Thoth invented writing. Villages and towns were situated near the Nile River because it was the chief highway as well as the only source of water. The houses were made of mud brick. Windows were small, high openings covered with loosely woven matting to keep out the heat and glare of the sun. The walls were decorated with bright frescoes. Straw matting and rugs covered the floors. Wall paintings, an especially rich source of information about how the common people lived with their children, hunted and farmed, raised animals, and performed daily tasks. The clothing, jewellery, and hairstyles of all classes of people can be clearly seen. Egyptians were fond of perfumes and cosmetics. Both men and women wore a kind of green eyeshadow and outlined their eyes with a black substance called kohl. Women also applied colour to their lips and nails. Vessels to hold cosmetics and the tools needed to grind them were included. Clothing was simple because of the hot climate of Egypt. Small children, servants and labourers often wore little clothing. White linen was the most commonly used fabric, with wool for cloaks when warmth was needed. In early garments, the cloth was simply draped and tied around the body or held in place with pins and belts. Men typically wore a skirt of linen and sometimes a vest, while women wore a straight, simple ankle-length dress with shoulder straps. Necklaces and wide collars decorated with gems were often worn. Clothing became more elaborate over time. Many people wore wigs. Men often wore beards, and a false beard made of metal was worn by the ruler, even a female ruler. The ancient Egyptians worshipped many gods. The main god of the sun was Re, or Ra. Each city had its own special gods. When the city of Thebes grew in importance, its special god Amon did also. Eventually, the Egyptians combined Amon with Re. Amon-Re was considered to be the king of gods. Because the ancient Egyptians believed in life after death, Osiris, one of the gods of the dead, was also important. His wife Isis and his son Horus were worshipped alongside Osiris. The ancient Egyptians were a very practical people. They learned the principles of engineering that enabled them to build vast structures such as the pyramids. They did not have pulleys to aid in lifting heavy weights, but they were able to move large stone blocks by means of sledges, rollers and ramps. The Egyptians observed the stars and worked out calendars based on the phases of the moon and on the solar year. They also developed a complicated system of irrigation, which was based on the flooding times of the Nile. People have lived along the banks of the Nile River for at least 10,000 years. The narrow valley of the Nile was once swampy and overgrown with trees, rushes and papyrus, a tall reed-like plant. Over the centuries, the landscape changed as the river brought down fertile silt to form a broad delta at the river's mouth. The people gradually cleared the swamps and built villages. They learned to plant and grow crops. Eventually, they organized two kingdoms. Upper Egypt was in the narrow river valley in the south. Lower Egypt was in the north, and in the broad delta triangle piece of land where the river flows into the sea. And I can tell you, I miscounted some of the early minutes, so they weren't quite to time. And it wasn't fully syllabically counted, so we'll do better next time. I'm just going to turn the recording off. Yes.